An update coming soon in Idaho. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Investigators scheduled to hold a briefing at this hour on the murders of four University of Idaho students stabbed to death 10 days ago in the off-campus house where three of them lived. But in advance of the briefing, they've been knocking down speculation that one of the victims may have had a stalker.
Police say they pursued hundreds of pieces of information related to the possibility that someone was stalking Kaylee Gonsaves. And they say after all that effort, they were not able to verify or identify any stalker.
Fox's Dan Springer in Moscow, Idaho. Police have said two surviving roommates who apparently slept through that attack are not considered suspects. In Colorado, the suspect accused of killing five people at an LGBTQ nightclub last weekend makes a first court appearance facing multiple charges.
The arrest charges that were authorized by that PC affidavit were five counts of first-degree murder, which is with intent and deliberation, and then five counts of bias-motivated crimes.
Prosecutor Michael Allen, after Anderson Aldrich appeared by video in a wheelchair a day after getting out of the hospital and was ordered held without bond. Attorneys say the 22-year-old is non-binary, using they-them pronouns. Court records reveal a name change 6 years ago, filed for protection from a father with a criminal history, including domestic violence. They're in shock in Chesapeake, Virginia, where a Walmart employee opened fire on co-workers in a break room last night, killing six before killing himself.
It's a lot to process. You know, these are people in our community whose lives were cut short the day before Thanksgiving. It's heartbreaking.
Dr. Jessica Burgess, an acute care surgeon, treated some of the victims at Centara Norfolk General Hospital. Several people remain hospitalized. Stocks finish higher before a day off tomorrow. The Dow up 97 points at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
States opposing the president's plan to cancel some student loan debts make their case in a brief to the U.S. Supreme Court.
The six states, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Carolina, say President Biden's effort to forgive student debt is more campaign promise than financial burden relief. The states also argue the action is no longer connected to a national emergency as the HEROES Act requires. The Biden administration awaits reviews of a lower court ruling preventing forgiveness of up to $20,000 in student loan debt. The White House believes the states don't have standing to argue and will likely make that point in a final brief before the high court decides how to move forward. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The president blaming that court fight for another extension of the pause on loan payments, now scheduled to run through June instead of ending next month. A Thanksgiving tradition that started with a texting mix-up continues.
Jamal Hinton taking to Instagram to say, yes, he and Wanda Dent are meeting up for their seventh Thanksgiving dinner, sharing a photo of the two together. Dent, a grandmother from Arizona, first meeting Hinton in 2016 after mistakenly texting him while trying to reach her grandson about Turkey Day plans. Hinton, then a teenager, jokingly inviting himself over and Dent welcoming him with open arms. Since, they've met up every Thanksgiving, even during the pandemic, mourning the loss of Dench's husband, Lonnie, who passed of COVID-19 in 2020. Tens of thousands are reacting to Hinton's post, excited about the viral tradition, which has inspired an upcoming Netflix film.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. Recapping Wall Street, the Dow, the S&P, the Nasdaq, all with gains before the holiday tomorrow as oil prices sink, down more than 4%, falling back under $78 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.